Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave, the podcast where Dave, Gray Hair Dave, talks about life as a baby boomer, growing up, all the things that happened in my life and around the world as a baby boomer, you know. This is what I do. So 5 minutes a day, which usually lasts 10 or 12 minutes, maybe 13. It's called 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. Now, I do have gray hair. I do have a gray beard. I do wear glasses like the guy in the artwork. And I have green shirts like the guy in the artwork. I'm not wearing one today because I'm wearing gray. So, how are you? I hope you've been good. I appreciate you listening when I record and publish. And if you've got questions or concerns or comments, they're always welcome at 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. That's the number 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. You can go to the contact me page, or you can hit the little microphone in the bottom right hand corner on every page. Leave me a message and I will return your email. It's going to ask you for your email, folks. I don't give out email addresses of yours. That's not what I do. I'm not here to spam you, spoof you, whatever the new phrase of the day is. That's not what I'm here to do. But I may eventually send you a newsletter about upcoming things or things that are important that I think you might want to know. But anyways, let's see what happens. I started out yesterday talking about 1976. Now, 1976, like I said yesterday, I started at the paper mill. And it was a great place to work. Don't get me wrong, it was good money for the day. I was making really good money compared to what my friends were. You know, I was way above minimum wage because I was in a union shop. Now, I'm not here to talk good or bad about unions. Just not. It's not where I'm at today. I'm just here to talk about the fact that because I was in a union, I got a little bit better pay than most of the people of my age. And of course, like most of the young kids at that age, when you're 19, what do? You spend it. You go out and you spend it. You go out and you buy a different car. And I did. I went out and I bought my first brand new car. Now, I'd had a used car for quite a while that I really enjoyed, but in talking with my mom one day, she says, you know, you got a good job now, you can afford to buy a new car if you'd like. And I know people, because she does. My mother was at that time, the secretary for the president of Michigan National Bank in Port Huron. And of course, everybody knew who the president was. So and of course, to talk to the president, you got to go through my mom. So she got to know everybody. So she said, come on, let's go one day. And it was my day off. And we went up to this Pontiac Buick dealership, and it wasn't far away. I don't remember what town it was even in now. I'd have to look that up because it wasn't that far away, but it was a little ways. And there it was, a 1976 Buick Regal. Pewter was the color. Silver for you and I, but it was pewter. Had a red interior, you know, it was a two-door. Had wire wheel caps, which were cool. And it drove really nice, had a nice stereo in it. It had, a bench seat, so if I had a girlfriend with me, she could sit right next to me. And it was comfortable. You know, it wasn't loud. And, yeah, Mom said, you know, you go ahead and buy it. You can afford it. So I, went to the bank. You know, she contacted the bank, and we wrote the paperwork up, and I drove away with a new car. And Mom loved that car. I think I had that car less than a year. I'm almost positive it was less than a year. Might have been a year. And I just told Mom, if you'd like to have this car, because she loved the car. And her car was getting to the point where it really needed some work on the engine, and it was going to be expensive. And at that point, we did not own the lumberyard anymore, so Dad wasn't making great money. He was providing, don't get me wrong, but he wasn't, you know, he didn't own the business anymore. He was working for somebody else, just like I was. So, you know, I said, you know, Mom, if you like this car this much, because she really does, and why don't you take over the payments, or if you're okay with that, or let's talk to the bank, see what we got to do about this. So she talked to the guys in the credit department, and they gave her the car, and said, Dave, go pick out a new car, which was in back in 1976, folks. It was a little easier to go out and get a loan from a bank, because you knew your bank. You were there once a week cashing your check or making your mortgage, or, you know, putting into your savings or withdrawing from your savings, doing, you know, the things you do at a bank. And you got to know the tellers. You got to know the people in the building. And I had seen, and actually I had ordered, a brand new 1976 Camaro Z28. I had ordered. I saw them online, not online. I went to the dealership and they showed me the brochure, and they didn't have one on the lot. And I ordered one. Now, I didn't order one in the color that I ended up with, because they called me a couple of days later and said, "Hey, Dave," because I had ordered a red Camaro with T-tops. And they called me and they said, "Hey, Dave, we got the first one in the county. It just came in today. We're rolling it off the truck now. Come on down and look at it. We already know you," because I already put money down on the car. And I said, "Yeah, I'll come down." So I went down. I looked at it. Again, this one was silver, but it was a Z28. It wasn't an IROC Z28. It was just a regular Z28. It did not have T-tops, which, you know, I learned to live without, because I took the car. I drove off a lot that day with that car. I walked on the lot. I drove it a little bit. I said, "Go prep it. We're done. Show me the paperwork. We're going." And I did. And, you know, called the insurance company, said, "Hey, I got this car now, and Mom's going to take the other one over." So for a day or two, I mean, realistically, I think I traded my mom's old car in on this car. And I didn't get much for it, because it really wasn't worth much for it. I didn't care. You know, I was getting my mother a new car. And she hadn't had a brand new car ever that I knew of. Dad always got her a reliable car from Bricker Motors up in Croswell when she needed one. And this was one she wanted. This is one she liked. And she took care of it. And that makes your heart feel good as a son, to be able to say, "Mom, you like this car more than I do. You take it." And it was, now, she may not have wanted the payments, but she took the payments, and the payments were, I think, $50 or $55 a month. And the car that I bought, the Camaro, this is going to kill you. Brand new, first one in the county. Camaro Z28 with a big 350 with four barrels and dual exhaust and all the stuff on the inside I needed. Out the door, $5,500. Honest to God, $5,500. I kept the sticker that I got for years. It's been destroyed now for years and years, but $5,500. Now, about 6 or 8 months later, I sold that car. Actually, I traded that car in for a customized van, a 1977 customized Chevy van. We'll talk more about the Chevy van in tomorrow's episode, maybe. But when I traded the car back in, they gave me $5,400 for a $5,500 car. And I'm going to tell you a secret that only you know. The reason I sold the car was that I was going to get in deep trouble with it. I had been pulled over by the police, and I was written a ticket for doing 100 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. I was racing a guy out on the expressway. He hit second gear and I didn't see him again. He just, boom, he was, this was not a stock Corvette, but my God, he was gone like a bat out of, out of a cannon. And I was talking to the cops afterwards and they hadn't seen the car yet. This was new to them too. Anyways, I had to go to court for this. It cost me a few points. And if that happened to Dad, probably would have gone to jail. Back then, that was a little different. Cost me $80 for the ticket, folks. $80. And $80 and 2 points. The thing is, the speedometer was buried on my car. And the speedometer stopped at 155 miles an hour. Was it 155 or 145? And it doesn't matter. You get out over 140 miles an hour and you're zooming down the road. But the speed guns that the cops had back then weren't that accurate. Over 100. So they gave me a 45 mile an hour break and they didn't know it. After the ticket was written, they said, we can't do anything else to you here. How fast were you going? And I told them, they goes, really, it'll do that? And I said, yeah, it did it. And they said, how did it end? And it did all these questions. And these cops were interested in the car. It was fun. It was, you can't do that today. You just can't. They pulled me over in a parking lot of the bar I go to all the time. Or I went to all the time. Anyways. The fun times in 1976 in cars. But anyways, folks, that's really about all the time I have for today. And I've got to go back to work today. Back to the normal life of going to the job and working for 8 or 9 hours and then coming back home. So don't forget, tell your friends about me. Gray Hair Dave, five minutes of Gray Hair Dave is a great podcast. Also, tell me what great cars you had when you were young. Leave me a message at 5 minutes with grayhairdave.com. That's the number 5 minutes with grayhairdave.com. And here's what I always say, folks. If you know somebody who doesn't know what a podcast is, doesn't know how to get one, use one, or play one, do us a favor. Show them for me. So on behalf of Gray Hair Dave, on behalf of Gray Hair Dave, y'all have a great day. Don't forget to smile at somebody. Bye.